91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
Hello, I'm David Bowie, and thank you for tuning in to In Touch with Quinty. This week, I'll be looking into Loyalist College's event, Gear Up for United Way. It's an event hosted by Loyalist College to raise funds on behalf of United Way. In part one of this podcast, I'll be speaking with PR and event management students Katie Perry and Mansi Patel, who helped run and promote the event. In part two, I'll be talking with United Way staff to get a closer look on what they do and where the money goes. Let's listen now to part one. I start by asking Katie and Mansi what Gear Up for United Way is all about.
So this is our chance as PR and event management students to host a charity event for United Way. It's the 14th annual United Way and Loyalist College PR event. So every year we host an event with the United Way, and this year we decided to call it Gear Up for United Way because we were selling sports equipment and different things like that, and we're focusing on wellness in the community as well as what United Way is doing this year.
So what is so significant about this particular event?
It's all about spreading awareness in community about fitness, wealth, but along with making it a bit of enjoyment for them, so inviting them to play games, and the most important we have are the raffles. So come, gear up yourself and enjoy your day. It's all our motto about.
And the raffles that we have, so we've created raffle baskets like Gear Up for Wellness, Gear Up for Sports. There's one with tools. So things like that, they're all kind of put together specifically for a theme. And then that's the theme of the basket.
So can you two tell me, please, what kinds of things are going to be done to raise money for this?
So we have different events going on. One of them is the pop-up thrift shop, where you can spend $2 per item or fill a bag with items for $5. So that is one area. There is the Gear Up, like the sports equipment shop. There you spend different amounts of money, whatever it's valued at. And so that money is going from there. And then they have the piano signing, which is $2, and you get a free raffle ticket.
Basically, we have Gear for Life themed raffles taking place in the major part of college, which will be very exciting. So it's like they have raffle baskets, and it will be played frequently. So that's the crux of the whole event.
I believe it's three tickets for $5 and one ticket for $2 for the raffles. And then we have the games. Each game is $2 to play. I think there's Plinko and a couple other sports-themed games from Hitched Games.
So there could be prizes that can be won from playing these games, or are these just all raffle tickets?
Yeah, so you get raffle tickets and you go to the raffle station where there are 12 baskets, and you can put your tickets with your name on it into a draw for the basket that you'd like.
Oh, so based on the performance you do, when you play the games, you get raffle tickets according to your performance, and then you use those raffle tickets to try to get whatever prize that you want.
Yes. So every game that you play, you get a ticket.
Did you receive a lot of donations from the community, like all your clothes that you got, all the sports equipment? Did you get a whole lot of it or not a lot?
So, yes, we did. All of the sports equipment came from United Way, but the rest of the pop-up thrift shop items came from all through the community. We have so much stuff that we're going to sell tomorrow And I'm not sure how we got it all into the classroom to do so, but yeah, we've got a lot of things. And then in terms of the raffle baskets, there was nearly $3,000 worth of things in these, in the baskets in total. So it's just been so amazing that people in the community have donated so much this year.
So what are the objectives of a Gear Up for United Way?
So the objective is for us PR students to make a difference in the community and help raise funds to provide resources for those people who maybe don't have as much as we do and maybe are not as fortunate as we are.
It has been always an objective of United Way. They are providing with this essential service of assisting and community and providing with the resource for those who are in need. So we, being PR students, are trying to help them with the fund which we can raise ultimately. That's the basic goal.
And do you guys like really enjoy doing this?
Oh yes, it's been great fun. It's been a long whole journey coming to this day, finalizing from event, finalizing from title, games, what all we can do, from where we can get all stuff and everything, raising donations and everything. It's been great.
And I think we can speak for the class when we say that the motivation behind this event has been so amazing. We've been constantly motivated and really happy to help because it's just something that we care about. We care about the community.
Those were PR event management students Katie Perry and Mancy Patel. In our next segment, I speak with United Way staff members, Director of Community Engagement Brandy Hodge and Director of Fundraising Melanie Cressman. I start by asking them to give me details about the United Way.
United Way Hastings and Prince Edward is a community impact organization. What that means is that what we do in the community creates positive impact to some of those that are most vulnerable or having tough times in the community. So United Way is an organization that's over 100 years old. We're 60 years this year in Hastings and Prince Edward, and we're actually the largest non-government funding agency. So local agencies in Hastings and Prince Edward will apply to United Way for funding to help with some of their programs that are addressing root cause issues of poverty, of insecurities in the community.
Is there a specific demographic that you're targeting? Like, is it just for children or is it anyone of all ages?
Yeah, you know, our funding actually gets filtered into one of three pillars. We have three pillars that our organization stands on. And the first one is helping kids be all they can be. So we are certainly targeting the youth in our community with things like mental health programs, with peer mentoring, helping graduation rates increase, that sort of thing. The second pillar is bringing people from poverty to possibilities. So in the way of supporting food banks and transitional housing, helping people find jobs, those sorts of programs. And the third is building strong, healthy communities. So these are programs that are just helping people get up back on their feet if they need a hand up.
So this isn't specifically targeting kids, it's an all-ages demographic that you're
talking about. That's right, it's an all-ages demographic. Now, donors, people that are contributing to United Way, certainly have the ability to target their contributions to any of those three pillars. So the donor always has the choice of where they'd like their money to go.
So you said that the United Way was a non-government funded organization. So how does the United Way get funded?
Okay, so United Way fundraises in a variety of different ways. The largest portion of our money is raised through workplaces in the area. So we have over 200 workplaces in Hastings and Prince Edward that actually fundraise on our behalf. And a large portion of this money actually comes through payroll deductions. So people will choose to donate, let's say, a portion of their paycheck each time it's issued back to United Way. It's a nice, easy way that people can contribute. They get a tax receipt right on their T4, and it's seamless, and it's actually very easy to do. We also fundraise through special events. much like Loyalist College is doing with their Gear Up for United Way event. We do a direct mail campaign, so we have individual donors in the area that contribute to United Way outside of a workplace, like just from their household.
So where does all the money raised for United Way go towards?
So money that's raised through from the United Way is allocated to agencies in Hastings and Prince area, and Hastings and Prince Edward rather, that apply for funding. So we have quite a robust application process where a funded agency will have a specific program in mind that they feel will meet the needs of those most vulnerable in the community. They apply to funding to United Way, and we have an allocations committee. So we have a committee of community volunteers that then goes through those applications, determines whether they're meeting United Way's mandate and United, you know, what we're about. And makes the decisions. So we don't decide in-house where the money goes. Our staff team doesn't do that, but community volunteers get together to make those decisions.
Oh, so it's like you fundraise the money and then kind of give it out as kind of like a grant?
Absolutely, yeah.
Is there a goal that the United Way sets for how much money they would like to raise annually?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So this year, given that it's our 60th year, and given that we're ambitious and we just feel that the need in the community is high, we've actually set a stretch goal for 2018 of $2 million.
So what happens if you don't reach that goal of $2 million?
Yeah, well, if we don't reach the goal, what it means is that there may be some vital programs and programs that would be really excellent to have in our community that we may not be able to provide funding for. And I mean, that affects everybody, right? That's it's a loss for sure. But you know what? We're not thinking that way. We're confident. We've got a lot of really, we've made a lot of really great progress so far, and we're on target. So we're happy to say, I think we're going to get there.
How do you decide who gets the funds?
So the funding, we have eligibility criteria. So the funding has to be allocated out to the not-for-profit charitable community who provides services and programs in Hastings and Prince Edward. That said, as far as the decisions that are made for allocations, we are a community-led organization. So as much as the community raises the funds and in our campaign, we also use the community to allocate the funds back out to the not-for-profit sector. So we have teams of volunteers who receive applications. They're well-trained, they do hours and hours of reading, evaluating, scoring applications, and they ultimately are the ones who make funding recommendations to our board of directors.
So there's a very large screening process in determining who in the community would get the money.
That's right. So there's some criteria around being eligible for funding, and then there's also helping our volunteers determine the need in the community. And so they're evaluated, the applications are evaluated against community need, they're evaluated against financial need, the impact that those applications or those programs will have on the individuals that they're serving, and the governance and administrative structure of the organizations is evaluated as well.
So Brandy, your colleague referred earlier that your goal this year is $2 million for the year, considering it's your 60th anniversary. And how much have you gathered so much so far?
I think we're sitting probably at about $650,000 at this point. We have about 6 or 7 weeks left to go in the campaign. That $2 million goal is a stretch goal for us in that we've raised it before. We know we can do it again, and based on the community need, that's what we need to raise in order to have the biggest impact on this community. So we're getting there, but we can use some more help.
So there's about 6 weeks left, and you unfortunately haven't been able to get halfway through it yet there. So are there any other programs or any fundraising campaigns that you're planning to do to help meet that goal of $2 million?
Yeah, we launched that campaign early in September. And so while it still appears that we have a long way to go, we're really well on our way and we're tracking very similarly to what we have in the years past. So it always takes some time to get the campaign launched, and then all of the money will start to roll in around the same time.
That was Brandy Hodge and Melanie Cressman. If you'd like to learn more about the United Way, visit their website at www.unitedwayhpe.ca. That's all for In Touch with Quinty this week. I'm David Bowie from QNET News. We'll be back again next week. Thank you for tuning in.
This has been In Touch with Quinty, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.